Hare Krishna, good morning to everyone. Welcome to today's class. Today we will be reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter number 20, text number 352. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Prabhu Kohe Anjavatara Shastra Dware Jani. Prabhu kahe anyavatara shastra dware jani. Kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Prabhu kahe anyavatara shastra dware jani. Kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Prabhu kahe anyavatara shastra dware jani. Kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Vaishnavis, Prabhu kohe anyavatara shastra dware jani. Kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Prabhu kohe anyavatara shastra dware jani. Kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. Prabhu kohe. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Anyavatara. The incarnations in other yugas. Shastra dware jani. One has to accept by the reference of the shastras. Kalite. In this age of Kali. Avatara. incarnation. Taiche. Similarly. Shastravakyamani. One has to accept, according to the description of revealed scriptures, translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, as in other ages, an incarnation is accepted according to the directions of the Shastras. In this age of Kali, an incarnation of God should be accepted in that way. If you like to repeat, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, as in other ages, an incarnation is accepted according to the directions of the Shastras. In this age of Kali, an incarnation of God should be accepted in that way. Purport. According to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the way an incarnation should be accepted. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya Chitate Koriya Aikya. One should accept a thing as genuine by studying the words of saintly people, the spiritual master and the Shastra. The actual center is the Shastra, the revealed scripture. If a spiritual master does not speak according to the revealed scripture, he is not to be accepted. Similarly, if a saintly person does not speak according to the Shastra, he is not a saintly person. The Shastra is the center for all. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people do not refer to the Shastras. Therefore, they accept rascals as incarnations, and consequently, they have made incarnations into a very cheap thing. Intelligent people who follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions and the instructions of the Acharya, the bona fide spiritual master, will not accept a pretender as an incarnation of God. In Kali Yuga, the only incarnation is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Imitation incarnations take advantage of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord appeared within the past 500 years, played as the son of a Brahmana from Nadia, and introduced the Sankirtan movement. Imitating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ignoring the Shastra, rascals present themselves as incarnations and introduce their rascaldom as a religious process. As we have repeatedly said, religion can be given only by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From the discussions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can understand that in different ages, the Supreme Lord introduces different systems and different religious duties. In this age of Kali, the only incarnation of Krishna is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he introduced the religious duty of Kali Yuga, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kohe anjavatara shastra dware chani, kalite avatara taiche shastra vakye mani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, as in other ages, an incarnation is accepted according to the direction of the Shastras. In this age of Kali, an incarnation of God should be accepted in that way. Mande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Ishamisha Vatarakams Tat Prakashams Chatachakti Krishna Chaitanya Samyakam Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaudodaye Pushpavantau Chitrao Shandau Tamonudau Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhuttale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. For those of you who were not present in previous lectures, just to contextualize where we are at in the reading. This is a conversation between Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is recognized according to Srimad Bhagavatam and other revealed scriptures. He is recognized as the Yuga Avatara, or the incarnation of God for the present age of Kali, with his exalted disciple, Sri Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami was a minister in the government of the Nabab Hussain Shah. He was actually from a Brahmana family. But in order to protect the Hindu community, he accepted to serve in the government of the Nabab, who 500 years ago was ruling over Bengal. And in due course of time, when he had the opportunity, he retired from the service of the government and went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and abandoned everything, abandoned all his material position, wealth, fame, in order to serve the Lord. So this is happening in the sacred city of Kashi, Varanasi, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami in a very systematic way. And this is one of the last, not the last, no, it's in, actually in the beginning still. It's in the beginning, or in the second chapter, actually the first chapter, in which there are five, six chapters in which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami. We are still at the beginning. It's a very long chapter, more than 300 verses, at the end of the first chapter of instruction. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been explaining the avatara tattva, or the truth of the incarnations of the Lord, how the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, descends into this material world in different incarnations. The description is given in the Bhagavatam that there are innumerable incarnations as rivulets that flow into the sea. How many rivers, how many, what to speak of rivulets, how many currents of water flow into the sea? We cannot, practically we cannot count. We can count only the big ones, but we cannot count the small ones. So a very broad description is given of the different categories of incarnations. And Sri Sanatana Goswami, prior to the verse we read today, gave a hint, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described the Yuga Avatara. Yuga Avatara means that in every age there is a prescribed incarnation of God who establishes the Yuga Dharma. The Yuga Dharma is the process of spiritual elevation for a particular period. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very systematically has described the different colors of the incarnations, and he even quoted the verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, or one of the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, that describes his own appearance. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Jagnai Sankirtana Prayai Jajantihi Sumedasa. That in the age of Kali, people who are Sumeda, Sumeda means intelligent, not just intelligent, but very intelligent, will worship the personality of Godhead, who appears as the avatara who propagates the Sankirtan, Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of the holy name of God. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never, because he's playing the role of a devotee, never revealed that he is that incarnation. He quoted verses where it is described that the Lord appears in Kali Yuga in a golden color. And he's actually molten gold color. So all the symptoms are there, but because he plays the role of a devotee, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will not say, I am that incarnation. But Sanatana Goswami was very intelligent, and he could understand. And therefore he gave some hint. Indirectly, Sanatana Goswami was speaking to the Lord. And he asked a question, like trying to prod the Lord to speak more, like insisting. Sanatana Goswami asked, I am a very insignificant living entity. I am low and poorly behaved. How can I understand who is the incarnation for this age of Kali? So he knows, he has understood already, but he's asking in an indirect way. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is answering very clearly. In order to understand, you need to refer to Shastra, to a scripture. You cannot just imagine by yourself, Sri Sri Radha Gopinatha Ki Jai. You cannot just imagine yourself, but you have to refer to authorized scripture. And Srila Prabhupada in the purport quotes Srila Narottam Das Thakur's famous verse, Sadhu Shastra, Guru Shastra, Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya, Chitete Koriya Aikya, that we should mold our consciousness, chitta, our thoughts, our feelings, our life, according to sadhu, shastra, and guru. Sadhu, saintly people, the acharyas, or those people who follow the acharyas, the devotees of the Lord, shastra, the scripture, and guru, the spiritual masters. And we should do it having shastra as the foundation. Srila Prabhupada emphasizes that point, that shastra is at the center. It's like we have a triangle, right? Imagine a triangle. So there are three lines that compose the triangle, right? The bottom line is shastra, scripture. And based on shastra, the gurus, the spiritual masters, and the sadhus, the saintly people, support themselves, and they support each other. And Srila Prabhupada says in the purport that we cannot imagine that someone is an incarnation or is a saintly person just because people make propaganda about that person. Sometimes someone is advertised as very famous, or a person may be very charismatic, maybe a good speaker, for example, can be a great actor. I don't know if any of you have seen the film of Tukaram. Any of you saw that film? There is a Tukaram, the saint, the great saint of Maharashtra, who was always singing the holy name of the Lord. And there was one fellow, I don't know, I didn't study the scriptures, the Nibandas, and the different scriptures that describe the story of Tukaram in detail. But in the film, the fellow who was the actor was known as Salomalo. Salomalo. This fellow Salomalo, he was copying the songs of Tukaram, and he was presenting the songs as his own. And he was a great actor. He was performing very well. So we can determine who is a sadhu by the symptoms of scriptures, or who is a spiritual master. It is the duty of the spiritual candidate, the person who wants to advance spiritually, to approach a spiritual master, and as Srila Prabhupada will put it, that if you are going to search for gold, you need to know what is gold, otherwise you will be cheated. So, and there is a saying, I know it in Spanish because I was born in Spain. I don't know the equivalent in English. Maybe Sureshwar Prabhu or any English-speaking devotees can help me with that. But in Spanish, the literal translation will be, not everything that glitters is gold. It's the same in English? So it is not that everything that glitters is gold. So therefore, we need to look what are the symptoms of shastra. What does shastra say about the devotees of the Lord? What do they do? How they behave? How they relate to other people? And particularly, the emphasis is given in the service spirit of the devotees of the Lord. How the devotees serve other devotees, and not just devotees, but serve everyone. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, the principle of Jiva Doya. Jiva Doya is the principle of compassion towards the jivas, compassion towards those who are not devotees, seeing them as very dear to Krishna. The devotees endeavor to bring souls who are, quote, disconnected or apparently disconnected from the Lord, bring them closer to Krishna. So in every activity, Srila Prabhupada says, in every activity we do, if we want to advance spiritually, we need to take shelter, or we need to measure what we do on the basis of these three principles. Shastra as the bottom line, sadhu and guru. And whenever we are not sure about something, we consult with these three sources. And when we are sure about something, we reconfirm with these three sources. If we are sure, doesn't mean we are right. Sometimes we are sure, but we may be mistaken. For example, we know that many times the more expert drivers are those who have accidents, because they are too convinced, too secure about their capacity for driving. So therefore, if we are sure, it is still advisable to reconfirm. What does Shastra say? What do the sadhu say? Is there any other perspective given by saintly people? We may have one perspective, but we may be missing an important one, which appears to be opposite, but it is not, but simply complements the perspective we have understood from Shastra. And therefore it is very important to gather together with devotees, as Srila Prabhupada arranged that in every ISKCON temple we have everyday lectures on Srimad Bhagavatam, or like we do here on Sundays, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, or Bhagavad Gita, Nectar of Devotion, so that we can hear, understand the Krishna Tattva, or the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the teachings of Krishna, from many different points of view. Prabhupada said that's very important, that we understand the philosophy, the Krishna conscious philosophy, from many points of view. Because without philosophy, Krishna Tattva, our bhakti may become a disturbance in society. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Vina Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. The Narada Pancharatra says that devotional service, the practice of bhakti, which does not follow Shruti, Vedas and Upanishads, Smriti, Puranas, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Adi, and other scriptures such as Itihasas, Mahabharata, Ramayana, etc., that devotional service is a disturbance for society, because the person will act in immoral ways which will create problems. For example, before Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur establish the credibility, or we could say re-establish the credibility of Gaudiya Vaishnavism in the culture society of Bengal in the beginning, and later on outside Bengal, through his preaching and through his son, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, and then our Acharya, or our founder Acharya, His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Before that, in Bengal, there were many immoral practices going on the name of devotional service to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were the Babaji order, those so-called Babajis or respected fathers. That's the meaning of Babaji. Babaji means respected father, Mataji means respected mother. So they had a Vesha initiation, or Babaji initiation, renouncer initiation for men and women who were supposed to be very spiritually advanced. And they were supposed to lead society or to set an example of spiritual dedication, of spiritual perfection. But then what happened? That the Babajis and the Matajis mixed together and they gave birth to the Jati Gosai. The Jati Gosai is a type of Vaishnavas in Bengal who are descendants of such mixture of so-called sannyasis, men and women. So that's actually an example of how devotional service can become a disturbance in society if it is performed without following the prescriptions of Shastra, of scriptures. And we could see many more examples. Can you think of any other examples from historical, from history? Examples of devotional service which is performed without following Shruti, Smriti, Purana, Pancharatra and becomes a disturbance in society. Okay, so Srila Prabhupada's statement that by hook or by crook we should help people to become Krishna conscious was misunderstood, thinking that we can cheat people, we can act in a dishonest way. That was misunderstood, for example. That's a good example, and it's within our own movement. Also, for example, the idea of the Sonal Acharya, as part of the ISKCON history, imitating Srila Prabhupada's position, thinking that we can be at the same level than the Acharya, and therefore, by such imitation, external imitation, but not being able to exhibit the internal symptoms of divine consciousness, and therefore giving up the spiritual vows of renunciation or the commitment with disciples of set an example for them and for others. This created disturbance also. Those disciples of gurus who gave up were disturbed in their spiritual life. Of course, those who were sincere, they were able to continue. So you say after Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sahajya, different types of groups, Sahajyas, which develop. For example, those still we find in Vrindavan, in many sacred places, we find persons who claim to worship Radha Krishna, but they try to imitate the activities of Radha Krishna by enjoying with other people's wives. So that's highly immoral, but it is presented as an exhibition of spiritual consciousness. That's very typical. It's very typical, the typical behavior of a guru, a so-called guru, not a guru, a garu or an imitator guru, who invents any yogic excuse, whatever, tantra or claiming ownership on their disciples' lives, and having sexual connection with the wives of the disciples, and saying, and sometimes even there are cases where so-called disciples are so foolish who will think that, oh, that this is my Gurudeva's prasad. As foolish as it sounds, but that's going on. There are people who think like that. They have a so-called spiritual master who is not able to control the senses, nor even to the point of an animal, because the animals, they regulate their sexual life according to nature. But he's not able to do even that. And he's accepted as a liberated person. And the disciple says, oh yes, that's this is my spiritual master's mercy, whatever he does. But the scriptures say that one should not follow such cheater gurus. That's what Srila Jiva Goswami, quoting from Mahabharata, states, that one should abandon such person who is not acharya, who is not setting an example, and take shelter of a person who is a genuine sattu, who is based, whose behavior is based on shastra, on scripture. And Srila Prabhupada will use very strong language, as we see here. He uses the term rascal and so on. Okay, we have time for only one or two points extra. Yeah, one should see there is a tension between the traditional teachings and the modern application. Like, for example, traditionally, sannyasis will, even if we go to the back to the tradition, the diksha was given mostly by grihasthas. For example, in the seventh canto, we see that the Bhagavatam states that talks about the wife of the guru. So obviously was a brahmana, generally brahmana, grihastha guru. And sannyasis usually will be shiksha gurus, instructing gurus. They will travel and teach, but will not initiate. Only, of course, it's difficult to see with preciseness in detail how much that will happen. We have examples of renouncers who had disciples, like Narada Muni in the yogic sense, Durvasa Muni, 10,000 disciples, and so on. But the phenomenon of the sannyasi guru developed further as a prominent figure in the medieval times, Shankaracharya, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who established the math system. Then when we come to modernity, the division between sannyasis, the mingling of genders, as it happens in the West, is much more established. And therefore sometimes we find that sannyasis, for example, to initiate female disciples on the basis that the sannyasi is supposed to see the self and not to see the body. So there are two levels of instruction. The sannyasi should see the self, should not discriminate on the basis of the self. But then according to Varna Ashram, to discriminate on the basis of the body in order to properly perform his monastic vows. So that tension, as you have pointed out, is there. You have to judge, those instructions are in the scripture, and you have to judge by yourself. Some devotees may not mind that the sannyasi have a female secretary if he does not stay alone with her. If these are strict rules given very clearly by Prabhupada. If the sannyasi should not stay alone with a female secretary. That's the rule. In order to, like Prabhupada will quote, Caesar's wife should be beyond all suspicion. It is not only that, should be good, but should also, should be good and should look good, both. So that's there. And if one has a problem, one can address it with respect also to the... If one has a sannyasi spiritual master and one is having difficulty with that, one should respectfully express it. Why not? I would say, why not? I think it's healthy. And then the relationship should be frank, and I don't see why a son cannot tell his father if he sees something bad, or that he's not sure, maybe it's not bad, but he doesn't understand, to express it, and then the father can explain it. So the disciple can approach the guru and express something he or she doesn't understand and seek for clarification. Is that okay? Last point. Yes, and regarding female secretaries, Srila Prabhupada did have, like Govinda Dasi was secretary. She was with her husband, but she was very efficient. For a while, she was secretary. Most of Prabhupada's secretaries were male, but he did have, in the beginning, a female secretary. So, but we shouldn't imitate Prabhupada. We should see, can I digest that, or, and how do I do it? All these things should be taken into account. We should be careful also to misjudge a genuine Vaishnava who is doing it for preaching and is just engaging our soul in female body. That's all. It's good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.